You're tuned into the Stella Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Thank you.
of mine,
light of mine,
go out,
let it shine,
let
the light shine,
go out,
light of mine,
ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. Come on, put those hands together. Y'all know this song. Y'all don't mind helping us sing. Here we go. Listen.
Did it have to reach way to pick you up?
If he has to reach
way
for oh, yeah.
To pick you up.
If he has to reach
way
oh, yeah.
To
I can't hear y'all.
Jesus. To pick you up. Did it have to reach way?
Said if it had to reach
way.
Jesus
will pick you up
if he has to
reach.
Can I get a witness out there?
He'll pick you up
if he has to reach. Oh, Lord.
He'll pick you up.
Jesus
will pick you up if he has to reach.
Listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you've done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's like I don't understand things. What? If it has to reach way,
Jesus,
if it has to reach
way,
can I get a sanctified
witness?
If it has to reach
way,
yes, it will.
Jesus,
I got one more thing to say here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so poor, just preaching for the money, and not caring for the soul. If you can't preach my brother the way you used to, it's because I don't understand things. Well, I couldn't do it if I had to reach away.
Jesus,
he'll
pick you up
if he has to
reach.
If he has to
reach.
Yes, he will. Jesus, well, I feel good. Should ever have
it.
If he has to reach. If the Lord has to reach. With down on your soul. To touch your life. To touch your heart. To touch your mind. Make everything all right. We came to let you know. Still will pick you up. Can't nobody do
you
like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama. Said yes to
you.
Said yes to you. Said yes to you. I'm no here with you. I'm no here with you. Here we are. Can I get one with
one witness. Can I get one witness? I know here we said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we
and we When I see them swing open, let me in. Oh, pray, keep me fit for service. Oh, it helps me up on every hand. Lord, I have stood on many a trial. One day, Lord, I know I'll understand. I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven. Say, weary, weary soul, come on in.
I'm not afraid. gospel music at its best. Welcome to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. It's 29 minutes after the hour on a wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory through songs and the Word of God. That's the late, great Javi Watkins Sr. along with the Canton Spirituals. He will make a way. When nobody else can, Jesus can. Somebody said Jesus, huh? All right, well, I'm your host, the Anointed One, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you once again for catching the wave. Look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. You can feel free to lock in right here on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can listen to us on 347-215-8049. That's our hotline number where you can listen to us with your mobile phone. It's always our pleasure. Want to thank you again so much for catching the wave. The old, the new, quartet and contemporary gospel music, all just for you. Now, back with more great gospel music.
By the river, let's go down. Whoa, let's go down. To go down to a neighborhood. There were so many people in the road that day. Those that didn't go to church come to the door and looking around and said, where are all these people coming from? Where are they going? Somebody said, well, meet me down.
about cancer, high blood pressure, COVID-19. Say, let's get to the point. So I need everybody there. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let's have a little church. Come on, church. Let me hear you clap. Don't say, when I say, God is, God is. What I like about the Lord, he's the only man I know that may not come when you want him, but when you need him most, he'll be on time. Talking about my God, I'm talking about my God. I said I got one question that I wanna ask you. I need you to tell me the truth. I wanna know, ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Have you been good to you? Have you been good to you? Won't God make the way? Won't God make the way? What I'm getting ready to do, I'm gonna call every day of the week. When I call your day, that you got the victory, you ought to get up on your feet. Email, text somebody, say that's my day. I said I got the victory. I said somebody got it on Monday, talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday, still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday, somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday, somebody got it on Saturday. But the Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the soles of my feet. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not too cute today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did, that the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again. Ain't the Lord never know who got all power? Help me say, Jesus, help me, call him, help me, call him. There's power, healing, deliverance in the name, deliverance in the name. Victory, holiness. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name out. It's the sweetest name out. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer. He's a healer. The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone. No time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. my knees, I call him. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now. Right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody tell him yes. Somebody tell God yes. For those of you that are not ashamed of Jesus, I want you to do one more thing for me. Let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait 1 minute. Wait a minute here. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm going to say something here. Y'all quieten it down. Now you can sit there and look like a knot on a log if you want to. But I want y'all to know that I came here to have a little joy here tonight. I came here to praise the Lord. And if I were you tonight, I wouldn't let it be said that I waited too long. Because I want you to know, if you didn't come here looking for nothing tonight, then nothing for nothing leaves nothing. But if you came to lift up the name of Jesus, I want you to get up on your feet one more time. Come on. Come on. Get on your feet one more time. Come on. Come on. If you came to lift up the name of Jesus, stand up. Now I want you to do something for me. While you're standing up, look at your neighbor. Come on. Look at your neighbor. Come on. Now catch your neighbor by the hand. Come here, preacher. Come here, reverend. Catch your neighbor by the hand. Come on. Catch him by the hand. Now look him in the eye. Look at him. And say, neighbor, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise Jesus. And if you didn't come to praise him, get out of my way.
I want all the conscious folks to clap your hands like, but listen, we gotta keep our minds tell you why. He's the only one to help us to understand. But listen, in the midst of it all, I want to tell you something.
Sometimes I had cried, but he wiped a tear from my eyes. Yes, he did, y'all. said sometimes
I have to cry.
Is it anybody here?
I have to cry.
Ever had to cry sometimes?
I have to cry.
Sometimes enemies.
I have to cry.
How many of y'all like I got enemies?
I have to cry.
Sometimes enemies.
I have to cry.
Was all the way around me.
I had to cry.
But I kept on singing.
I had to cry.
Kept on praying.
I had to cry.
Kept on praying.
I had to cry.
I want to ask you something. How many of y'all ever have to cry sometimes? Won't your family make you cry sometimes? Won't your children make you cry sometimes? You buy them some Reeboks and they want some Nikes. Ain't that alright?
Lord,
Lord,
yeah. holiday. Hey, yeah. Could have been heading home. See what you lost. Yeah. But I could have been there. Hey, yeah. Oh, Lord, hold on. You ought to count your and see what the Lord. Y'all, I got one more. I'll leave you alone. He gave me health and strength. See what the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. Hey, hey, hey. Gave me my health and strength, y'all. See what the Lord.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
We are right at the top of the hour. Want to thank all of you again. Thank you so much. God bless all of you, and thank all of you that are listening right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you can lock in anywhere in the world 7 days a week, playing the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music right here on the NFI. We're located in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia, and you can also catch our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. out of Atlanta, Georgia, on People TV Channel 24. And you can live stream us and watch us anywhere in the States or at peopletv.org. That's peopletv.org, where you can lock in and watch some of the very best in the old, the new gospel videos around the world. I'll be right there hosting the show every Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. out of Atlanta, Georgia, on People TV, Channel 24.
Come on, let's have a
little All right, well, look, it's a beautiful day, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, let's get back with more gospel music. God bless you.
Thank you. you should be out. You know that thing should have taken you out. Oh, but God.
Church. and the lows. Lord, I realize it was you that brought me through.
Can I talk to y'all? Listen here.
For every moment I can't explain, tears in my eyes. I didn't think that I would live through this pain. Trials and tribulations that came my way. You've been my provider.
Close.
22 minutes after the hour, as we give God the praise, the glory, and honor through songs and the Word of God. And maybe that song touched you this wonderful day that the Lord has made for all of us. And it touched you in a way that you had some things going on and you were a little bit down and you needed a word or you needed a song of praise to uplift you, and that song lifted you. And if that's you today and whatever was on your mind or what you were dealing with and that you are scheduled to go into this week, and some of you know exactly what I'm saying, and you are in that place that you need prayer. I want to encourage you to know that the Lord sees and he knows your situation and your problem. He can do it right where you are right now. He can touch your body. He can change some things around, that some paperwork that's done that you looking to believe God that it will turn around for your good and in your favor. And I'm proclaiming as I speak right now over this airways, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and everything that the enemy had set up and tried to take away from you, God is going to turn it around, a 360-degree turnaround for your good. So we rebuke every attack that the enemy tries to bring in the presence of your mind, in the presence of everything that you have already proclaimed and spoken and believing today, that even now that he cannot touch or even attempt to touch because of the blood of Jesus that's covering you right now. So we speak right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life over your body. We speak life in every word that you speak out of your mouth, that it shall come to pass. Whatever you speak, when you speak life, that it shall manifest in thy presence. We cast every vain imagination, every thought, every whispering ear that tries to hinder you, and every gainsayer that tries to discourage you, rebuke it right now and send it back to the abyss from where it came from. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, for your wisdom and your knowledge. And we proclaim today that this day shall be a day of joy, a day of peace, a day of restoration, and a day of victory through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know who you are, but you can praise God right where you are right now. All right. Glory to God. Let's get back with more great gospel music. I feel a breakthrough. I don't know about you. To God be the glory. You wrote my name on a heavenly road.
It seems like I have one of those days experience. A little more than I, and it feels like I'm losing the race and failing the test after giving. Though I'm faced with adversities, I will not shrink back in fear, because I'm more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror, I'm more.
Twenty-four minutes before the top of the hour. Look, the brother said, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So whatever you need, guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So you've got something greater in you than the forces on the outside of you. Even though it may seem like it's hard. But somebody said, in the name of Jesus, the enemy trembles. In the name of Jesus, broken barriers and all those spirits that come at you backs up and backs away from you. In the name of Jesus, by Jesus Christ, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is praise him. And when the praises go up, the blessing. Oh, glory to God. I feel a breakthrough for somebody right now. The blessing flows down. So whatever you're going to do today, speak it, proclaim it, walk in it, look and hold your head up until the hill from which cometh your help. Because it comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. You are a believer. And guess what? If you believe by faith, then you speak it and watch and see what God do. You're more than a conqueror. You are an ambassador for Christ. So walk in your blessing. Let the world know that I'm walking and I'm believing and trusting in Jesus.
We can't live without them.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning.
Stretch
first thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Majesty and mighty King.
I turned up. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
But you act so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do that.
Take care of my kids,
praise my God.
Time and the
still believe in power? Now, I'm a boy from Bakersfield, California. Where's Bakersfield out in this place? I see y'all. Did y'all leave anybody back home? There's a whole lot of y'all here. And every now and again, I like to go home and I like to see my family, visit my favorite bakery, get a couple cookies, come on back to L.A. And one day I went home and I was speaking to my grandfather. Hey, Grandpa, I see you down there, sir, the voice. And I said, Grandpa, how you doing? He said, well, grandson, I'm upset. I said, what you upset for? He said, I'm upset because the church has changed. These young folks coming in here doing whatever they want to do. These boys coming in here sagging. These girls coming in here doing whatever they want to do. I said, Grandpa, understand. But the one thing about God is... Does somebody know he's got our power? Sing it again. Oh, Lord. Somebody say. Everybody put those hands together. Come on. Lean over and tell your neighbor, say, I still believe in the power of God. Come on, tell the other one, say, I still believe in the wonder, working, miraculous, incredible power of God. Come on. He's got it. Come on, sing it again. He. Anybody know? Y'all mind if we sing that again? Sing it with us. He's got all. We're going to sing it one more time for those of you who don't know. He. I brought some help tonight. Come on, Lisa, say. Power, 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 power
I'm not going nowhere.
Do you bless me?
Oh yeah. I'm not going nowhere. Do you bless me? Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. Please, 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 Lord. I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait. You're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, please,
please.
I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. Hey, without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. Trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, Lord, yeah.
Please, please,
oh,
please,
yeah.
Bless me.
I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, Lord.
Our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney, and everyone in the NFI radio station broadcast. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. And we pray that today that God is doing a work in you as he's doing a work in us. And we're just excited about being here with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30, because we are the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, Jesus spake and said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited to see that light shining more and more, brighter and brighter each and every day. Regardless of all the darkness that's going on around us, we have got to be the body of Christ that speak life into a dying world and to be the light in the midst of darkness. And so we're just excited about all that God is saying and doing in this hour and in this season. He's letting his people know that I have not forgotten about you. I am with you. My hand is upon your life. And just trust in me in this season and in this hour. And we want to back up a minute and again give honor to the NFI radio station staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, for letting us know about this great opportunity. And most importantly, we want to give honor to you for tuning in to such an awesome radio station that plays great music, and their other listening to the other great men and women of God that come up here to break the bread of life, to encourage, to strengthen, for salvation, healing, and deliverance to take place in the lives of God's creation. Glory be to God. And so we just want to bring a short word to you on today. Glory to God, a word that the Lord allowed us to minister on Saturday, and the word is still hanging in the... And so we just want to encourage somebody on today that you feel like your back is up against the wall and you don't know anything else to do. You've tried everything else. You've asked people, and it seemed like people didn't want to help you or they couldn't help you. They were in the same predicament that you are in, and you've done everything, and now you got your hands up, and you're crying out to God. So we pray that this is a word, glory be to God, that will be a blessing to you in this season and in this hour. So we'll be coming out of the Old Testament, out of 2 Kings. This is a very familiar story, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Because you read the Bible and heard the story told about the woman in chapter 4 at the very beginning who was married to a prophet, and her husband died. And so she had went to the prophet Elisha for help. And so one thing that she pointed out, starting at verse number 1 of chapter 4 of 2 Kings, she began to say unto the man of God, he said, "Thy servant, my husband is dead. You know how he was a servant that did fear the Lord. But this man had creditors, and the creditors had come to take our two sons to be bondmen because of the debt." And so in return, we know that the prophet asked her in verse number 2, you can follow along with us. The prophet asked her, Elisha said to her, number 1, what shall I do for thee? And number 2, what do you have in your house? And she said, thine handmaid have nothing, not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. And so we want to talk about the season of oil, the season of the oil, the season of blessings, and how God is pouring his oil out even now in the lives of his people and on his people. See, because one thing to understand about this particular passage of Scripture, the woman of God already had everything she needed to get herself out of the predicament she was in. See, because God does his part, but we have a part that we have to do also. So when the prophet asked her what did she have in her house, she already had her deliverance. She already had her breakthrough. She already had her change in her house. Glory to God. She just needed instruction, a strategy on how to use what she already had. In other words, locked up on the inside of us, we already have what it is we need to be successful, what we need to get out of any predicament that the enemy would try to bring our way. How do I know this? Because when I look back at Deuteronomy chapter 8, when the man of God was warning Israel about when they get into the land that he had promised unto them, one thing he said unto them that was very important, and it's in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he told them, he said, don't forget about me, because it is I that give you power to get wealth. So God has given us power to generate the wealth that we need to sustain us here on this earth and to carry out the vision, because if he gives you a vision, he will give you provision for it. God has given you everything, but it's locked up on the inside of us, and we have to press in, know how to tap in and pull out what God has given us. Glory to God. And so when he told the woman about the pot of oil, here is the significance of the oil being in her house. So see, when we think about the word oil, spiritually speaking, oil was considered an indispensable commodity in the ancient Near East for food, medicine, fuel, and ritual. Olives were found in abundance in Palestine, and it was used as a trade commodity. Oil is a blessing from God, and the olive tree was a characteristic of the land which God had given unto Israel. It was a demonstration of blessings and prosperity. It was symbol of influence, and some use it for to be arrogant, show the arrogance of the rich. Oil was also an extraction proven by archaeologists when they found the stone olive presses. Oil called beaten oil was lighter and considered the best oil. And then there was a secondary oil that was produced by heating the pulp and pressing it again. Because see, one thing about an oil olive, in order to get the oil out, it has to be pressed. It has to be crushed. Mm-hmm. And so right now, what you're finding yourself in, you're in the mix of the crushing. You're in the mix of the pressing. Glory to God, to get out of you what it is that God has placed on the inside of you that will generate the wealth that you need in order for you to get out of the predicament that you're in. See, when God said that we were the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath, first and not last, the lenders and not the borrowers, that means that he had already given unto us what we needed to prosper. Glory to God. And a lot of people hate prosperity message, but let me help you understand something. There is no way that you can serve God, the creator and maker and owner of everything in this world, and not prosper. He said in John chapter 3, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. You are to prosper in every area of your life. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there worrying about and stressing over bills, that stress and that worration causes sickness in the body. It causes hypertension. It causes anxiety. It causes digestion problems. It causes stomach illnesses. Mm-hmm. It causes nervous conditions when you're stressing and when you're worried about, you know, where my next meal going to come from? How am I pay this bill? I got more bills than money. Uh-huh. So what we need to do is do as this woman did in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 4, where the Bible said that she went to the man of God. She went to the prophet. Mm-hmm. She went to the mouthpiece of God. She went to God himself. Glory be to God, through in by the prophet, and God spoke to her through the prophet and gave her a strategy, gave her specific instructions in order to get herself out of the predicament that she is in. See, God can move supernaturally, which that is what he did. Because when we look at this passage of scripture, the Bible says that the prophet told her to go and borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And that is what she did. And he said, when you come in, shut the door upon thee and upon thy son. That's the next thing. A lot of us, you need to stop going to everybody and telling your business, discussing your business. Stop going to everybody asking people, because God wants us in this hour, in this season, always have been, wanting us to be solely dependent and trusting in him. How do I know this? Okay, back it up. Matthew chapter 6. When you look at Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says, glory to God, that the Lord said that he know what we have need of even before we ask. He told us one simple thing to do. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all things are be added unto you. God already knows what we have need of even before we ask him. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to believe and trust in him, and to even when we come to him, believing that he already knows what we have need of, that he will grant us the petition that we ask for. Hallelujah. He knows you need someone to lay your head. He knows you need food to eat. He knows you need shelter. He knows you need clothing. He knows everything that you need. Glory to God. And so she came to the man of God. And even down to talking about oil was used in place of animal fat. It was a meal preparation for cakes and with honey and flour and wine. Oil was used for lighting the candles in homes and in the tabernacle. It was used for other religious ceremonies, especially for the anointing of the burial. And we know this is true by when the woman with the alabaster box came up behind Jesus and began to anoint him and began to wash his feet with her tears and dry with the hairs of her head. Glory be to God. And when Judas complained about the spilling of the expensive oil that was in the box, Jesus said, she's preparing me for my burial.
Mm-hmm.
So oil was used also for the anointing of individuals such as kings and priests and prophets. We know that the Lord instructed the prophet Samuel 16, to go down to Jesse's house and anoint him a king. And we know that when all the brothers passed before him and the Lord kept saying, no, that's not the one, we know that he asked Jesse, do you have another son? He said, yes, well, he's keeping the sheep. He's on the backside of the mountain. And he sent for David. And when David came, the cruse of oil began to pour. So oil was used for the anointing. Oil on the head is an impartation of divine power, confirmation of divine authority. And oil on the feet stood for prosperity.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the season of the oil. Oil was also a symbol of honor, treatment of wounds. It was used cosmetically against dry skin and to protect the skin from the scorching sun. Oil was also symbolic of joy and gladness, grace and mercy of God, empowerment. It was symbolic of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even down to an anointing from God. And when you have a dream about oil and it's black crude oil, gushing oil is symbolic of someone coming into a significant amount of money. Oil derrick is symbolic of generating wealth. So everything that you need is locked up on the inside of you. You just have to press in, have to seek God and ask God for directions through and by the Holy Spirit to pull out what God has placed on the inside of you, that creative idea that in God has placed in your spirit that you have not moved upon, that business idea.
Uh-huh.
There are some people that know how to cook real good. They know how to sew real good. We have different giftings and talents, but you have to use what you got to get what it is that you want, what God has given unto you. And that's what the Bible says that the woman did, that after she had filled up all the pots that she had borrowed, she went back to the prophet and she asked the prophet, what do I do now? He told her, go and sell the oil.
Uh-huh.
And the rest, live off of it, you and your children. He said, go pay your debt. So a lot of times, glory to God, God has already given us everything that we're going to need to survive in this world. How do I know this? Because when I look back at Genesis chapter 1, in the very beginning, glory to God, the Bible talks about how he put everything here, how he created the earth, and he created the fish of the sea and the everything on the earth and everything in the sky, and how he planted, put trees here that they will be for food for man. And then after he created the garden, he put man in the garden afterwards. Glory be to God. See, because man could not get credit for what it was that God has done. Even down to, there was a tropical climate that kept all the vegetation moist. Come when Noah began to preach and tell them that it's going to rain, they did not believe Noah because they had not seen any rain. Even down to when you look in Genesis 1, it talks about how there were four rivers that flowed out of Eden, the Garden of Eden. So God had put everything here that man was going to need to survive. Even when he saw that it was not good for man to be by himself, the word of the Lord said that he put Adam to sleep and pulled out a rib and created Eve. Glory be to God. Everything, not something, but everything that you stand in need of, God's hand have already provided, because great is his faithfulness concerning his people. Oh, glory to God, somebody. Hallelujah. Everything you're going to need, God has already provided it. Glory be to God. We love to quote this scripture in Ephesians 3:20. We serve in Ephesians 3:20, God. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Glory be to God. Another scripture that we love to quote is Hebrews 11:1. You read the Bible. You've heard the story told. You quoted the scripture, how it says that now faith is. But we need to look at the first word in that particular passage of scripture. It says that now faith, faith right now, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And just because you have not seen it yet does not mean that God is not working behind the scenes. Glory be to God, because he is God. He cannot lie. His word will not return unto him void. Everything you stand in need of, his hands have already provided. The songwriter said, great is his faithfulness. Oh, glory to God. He called my shot. But the number one scripture to remember in Hebrews 11 is verse 6, because it says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, glory to God. So this woman of God, in this passage of scripture, she came to the prophet. She comes seeking him out. She said, my husband, who was a servant, is dead. And he feared the Lord. And the creditors have come to take our two sons, that there may be bondmen to work out the debt that was left behind. But, oh, I'm so glad that I know a God that is well able. How he told the woman what you got in your house. You need to ask yourself, what have I got in my house? Not just your natural house, but your spiritual house as well, because it's in the house. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in the house. You just have to know how to pull it out. Glory be to God. You just have to know how to pull it down from heaven through the power of prayer. Glory be to God. And we leave this word right here, the scripture, with you. David said, I have been young and now am I old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken and nor his seed begging bread. God has not forgot about you. He has seen your tears and he has heard your cry. And God is sending the answer. He's dispatching the angels on assignment on your behalf. And remember, when you become, when God blesses you, that you are to become a blessing to somebody else. Don't be like the man that Barnes brought forth abundantly. And instead of him trying to find somebody to bless, he said, I will build bigger barns. But the Lord came back in the mix of that word, and he said, thy food, thy soul will be required of thee this night. And when he went on, when the Lord took him, glory to God, that means that everything that he had in store, it went to somebody else. So see, we heap up stuff here on earth. And the Bible tells us not to heap up riches on earth where the moth and the cankerworm can eat it up. So you need to store up your riches in heaven. Glory be to God. And so when God blesses you, don't you forget to be a blessing to somebody else. Don't you forget that how God made it happen for you, that you need to make it happen for somebody else. And what you make happen for somebody else, God will turn around and make it happen for you. Oh, glory to God. So we see here, this is with a woman. She went to the prophet, King Omosha. She went to him, and she let him know what her problem was. And God came right back and answered her problem. Oh, glory be to God. God gave provision. Hallelujah. Supernaturally. Because it was just a pot of oil. If you will look at this word, it was only a pot of oil. It was not several things of oil. It was one pot of oil. And it kept pouring into all the vessels. And when she didn't have no more vessels, that's when the oil stopped pouring. So we're just grateful to God on today to bring you this word. It's in the house. You just got to know how to tap into it and get it. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your word that you said that we should live by. We thank you for your word is forever settled in heaven. And Father, we pray now in a match to the powerful name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help us to tap in, to press in, to stir up the gift of our shop, naturally and spiritually, that you have placed on the inside of us to generate wealth. Oh, God, to generate provision for our vision. God, we know your word is true, that you will take care of us, that we're in the palm of your hand and we cannot be plucked out. We know the word is true, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We know that is true, God. Hallelujah. You give us power to get wealth, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to tap into what you place on the inside of us, God, and pull it out of the spiritual realm, God, and let it manifest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus in the physical. I'm most shy. Father, anoint people's minds afresh. Let them have a renewed mindset. Anoint their ears that they may hear you distinctly and clearly. Anoint their eyes so they may be able to see with 2020 spiritual vision in the name of Jesus. Anoint their lips, oh God. Hokomo Shamahaya. Oh God, that give them a praying spirit that they will know how to pray and know how to pull it down. Because you pass out, Lord, a benefit daily in the name of Jesus, God. Hokomo Shamahaya. Oh God, whoever is listening right now, God, that stands in the need of prayer, that has a need, God, we thank you for the angels you already dispatched on assignment, oh God, to supply that need in their life according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus, according to the power that worketh in us, according to our faith that we truly believe in the name of Jesus, in the supernatural hand of God. In the name of Jesus, and you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if you did it before, you'll do it again. If you did it for them, you'll do it for me. Homo Shama, you said that, oh God, never have the righteous been forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Ho Shama, you said that we can ask, and anything we ask in faith and nothing wavering, that we're going to receive it. And God, we're asking you today, Lord, to hear the cry, hear the plea of your people, God, as they plead their cause in the courts of heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the miraculous, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus. Have your way now, God, over that one that's sick and it seems like they're not getting any better. Be healed in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Healing is the children's bread. Healing is our portion. Show yourself mighty and strong to be the great God that you are. In the name of Jesus, you change not. Glory to God. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to glorify and magnify your name. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to edify your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, let us be doers of this word and not just hearers only, God. He come out shot. You are not a deadbeat dance. You take care of your children. He come out shot. God, I thank you now. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory be to the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we thank you. And we thank you right now, God, for what you already done, for what's been turned around in the spirit, what's been flipped in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, God, that the paperwork that was filled out would come back approved in the name of Jesus, God. The paperwork that was filled out to get what belongs to you is approved and on the way in Jesus' name. Everything that's been held up, Obo Shabbat, we speak release in Jesus' name. Hashanah Moshiach. We call forth money to come from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. We call for that check, that deposit, to find you, to find your name, to find your address. Yes, we know that God knows everything. He is everywhere. But we want it specifically to come in your mailbox, specifically to show up in your bank account. In the name of Jesus, that somebody's going to chase you down, so your blessings are pressed down, shaking together, and running over. That somebody's going to find you in the name of Jesus. And God, we just say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Pay your tithes and your offerings. Bring your tithes and offering to the storehouse. He said, and prove me now. Prove God. Prove him now. Ooh, Shama, yeah, 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 yeah. Give him back his word. Oh, Baba Shata Mahaya. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God cares about you. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you choose to want to be a blessing to the ministry, glory to God, you can message us at MoneySign8KER, Waymaker. To God be all the glory to you. And we pray that this word will grab your spirit and you'll begin to run for Jesus just as hard as you can go. We love you to life, and God bless you. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife,
There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home, but Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody. Oh, because you dried every one of my tears, took away all my fears. But I, in the midst of it all, the enemy could take away my praise. I want to
thank you for the sunshine.
I just want to
thank you for the rain.
No.
We want to
oh, but look at me.
Name.
If I had a dollar for every time they say God wanna gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God wanna gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh,
come on.
Mine was about to lose my mind, but God came right on time. He made a way out no way. But he stepped in again and made a way. Every time they say God wanna gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God wanna gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, and my back against the wall, it looked impossible, but he made a way.
to pick you up when you fall. You come through time and time again. You can make me doubt you.
sing at peace.
Whoa! He's alive.
Is anybody here?